Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Spontaneous giving is much more than giving when it's time to receive the offering. That's not spontaneous. A regularly scheduled offering is when you know ahead of time you're going to give. You're prepared to give, and you give into the offering what God directed you to sow. When we say spontaneous giving, we're talking about Holy Spirit-led giving in a spontaneous manner.
And of course, honey, it's helpful if we understand what the word spontaneous means. According to dictionary.com, the word spontaneous is defined as coming or resulting from a natural impulse or tendency without effort or premeditation, natural and unconstrained, unplanned, of a person given to acting upon sudden impulses arising from internal forces or causes. Okay, wow. Arising from internal forces or causes. You know, I guess the people at dictionary.com aren't familiar enough with the Holy Spirit as being that internal force or cause. But we know
yes, we do
the
now.
Difference. Spontaneous giving is without premeditation. It's not planned. And yes, it does arise from that Holy Spirit unction that rises up in us, the most important of all internal forces or causes. But don't misunderstand. We can be led by the Holy Spirit to give in a regularly scheduled offering, too. But there are times when the Holy Spirit will prompt us to do something for the kingdom, for some person in the kingdom, or that, you know, that doesn't really have anything to do with somebody saying, hey, it's opportunity time for prosperity, or it's time to receive an offering. In Leviticus 22, 17 through 20, Leviticus chapter 22, verses 17 through 20 in the Living Bible, it says, and the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons and all the people of Israel that if an Israelite or other person living among you offers a burnt offering sacrifice to the Lord, whether it is to fulfill a promise or it is a spontaneous free will offering, it will only be acceptable to the Lord if it is a male animal without defect. It must be a young bull or a sheep or goat. Anything that has a defect must not be offered, for it will not be accepted. Here we're talking about a spontaneous free will offering that is acceptable to the Lord. It's interesting to note in this passage in the Old Testament that the Lord wants our very best in the offerings. We should have sensitivity to the Holy Spirit that our offerings are well-pleasing to the Lord. As it says in Philippians 4:18 in Philippians, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God.
Wow. Honey, think about that. The offering that is well-pleasing to God is the one that he tells us to give.
That's right.
Whether what we give is big or small in our own eyes, the important thing to remember is to listen to the voice of the Lord and obey him in the offering. Way too many believers, way too many, are tipping God because they think that's what they can afford to sow, or they're in the habit of giving. Ask God. Only he knows what you need to reap down the road. If God's not in our giving, it's not well-pleasing to him. He won't accept it. Now, the church or the ministry might accept your offering, but God won't.
In Malachi 1, verse 10, Classic Amplified, it says, oh, that there were even one among you whose duty it is to minister to me, who would shut the doors that you might not kindle fire on my altar, to no purpose, an empty, futile, fruitless pretense. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hand.
When it comes to Holy Spirit-led spontaneous offerings, we need to remember that where the Holy Spirit directs, he provides.
And he also blesses.
Amen.
In Luke 22, verse 35, Classic Amplified, it says, and he said to them, When I sent you out with no purse or provision bag or sandals, did you lack anything? They answered, nothing. Wow.
As we go through the call today and sharing this teaching, we'll see how spontaneous giving brought amazing rewards and harvest. So let's look at the power and the benefit of spontaneous giving. Like in the story of the little boy with the five loaves and two fishes. If all giving has to be planned and pre-purpose giving, little boy wouldn't have given his five loaves and two fishes, which ended up feeding the 5,000 people. Well, really 5,000 plus.
That's right.
And see, honey, that miracle is much bigger than feeding 5,000 people.
Yeah, because it says in Matthew 14, verse 21, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children.
Now, according to statistics, the average family size in Israel today is 3.72.
That's an interesting statistic. But
you got to love how a family can have fractions. But I'm sure in biblical times, the average family size was even larger.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to go with the current size. If there were 5,000 men present on the hillside in Galilee, it would represent 18,600 people. I think it's important to realize that this miracle is even more significant than feeding the 5,000.
In John 6, verse 9, in the Classic Amplified, it says, there was a little boy here. There is a little boy here who has with him five barley loaves and two small fish. But what are they among so many people? By the way, the parable of the loaves and the fishes is the only one mentioned in all four Gospels. So that's interesting. So it must be important for us. God wanted us to see the story.
And get a hold of it.
In Matthew 14, verses 16 through 17, it says, but Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but five loaves and two fishes.
At this time in biblical history, bread was the main food. It was considered sacred as it was most often baked by women who loved God and devoted themselves to prayer and fasting, which is why bread was blessed. It's also important to note that at the time of Jesus, it was believed that the blessings of the man of God caused the bread to multiply. God will increase my substance. God will bless what I have, was a common prayer. They often blessed their bread by commanding, God, increase it.
Hallelujah.
The loaves of the little lad were more than bread. It symbolized all things that man requires for a healthy and prosperous life. In ancient times, fish were often used to illustrate prosperity in the teachings of Jesus. The fish was an ancient art symbol as a fertility sign, denoting the power to increase. Fish symbolized the ideas of abundance, which multiply when used. The two fish handed to Jesus were probably a type of salted sardine that was considered a delicacy back then. They're much bigger than the kind that comes in a can or on a salad bar, and they were considered the best. So that little boy, he didn't pick up those two fish from Long John Silver's. Jesus believed that God's will for man was nothing but the best. So he multiplied in the substance at hand, the delicacy, the best of foods, which he then shared bountifully with the multitudes. In heaven, one of the people I want to talk to is the little boy with the loaves and fishes. There's some details that this inquiring mind of mine wants to know.
Hallelujah.
Just imagine, his mama had packed him a nice lunch. Imagine this little boy sitting on the side of a hill about to partake of a very nice sack lunch that his mama prepared for him. He's about to chow down when Andrew walks up and starts a conversation with him. To Andrew, what this little boy had in his hand wasn't enough. But to the boy, everything he had. And he was willing to share, and he made a spontaneous gift.
And honey, it just reminds me of something. You know, If God is all you have, then God is all you need.
That's exactly right. This little boy made a totally unplanned decision to bless others. He no doubt didn't have an idea of the multitude of the miracle that he was now involved in. He obviously gave what he freely had and without reservation.
Hallelujah.
His decision to give what he had was much greater than to keep it for himself.
Matthew 14, verse 20 in the Classic Amplified says, "And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 small-handed baskets full of unbroken pieces left over."
The scripture doesn't say, it doesn't really say, but I believe this lad went home with much more bread than he came with. More than that, this lad was memorized in scripture. I can see this lad, this little boy in heaven. I can see him in heaven going, "Yep, that was me." When asked why he freely gave such a spontaneous gift, he probably said something like, "I just felt of the Lord to give what I had."
There you go.
The young boy had an available supply of food and a willingness to give. When it comes to spontaneous giving, that's what God wants from us. A willingness to respond to an internal force or cause.
And you know, you have to be tuned in to be able to be listening to the voice of the Spirit, especially in the world in which we live, where there are voices and just things going on all around you. That's why it's so important to read the Bible, stay in His presence, and be tuned in to the inner working of the Holy Spirit, because you never know when He's going to use that to bless you. One last scripture in Deuteronomy 15, verse 10 in the Message Bible. It offers us a powerful word, right?
It does.
It says, "Give freely and spontaneously. Don't have a stingy heart. The way you handle matters like this triggers God, your God's blessing in everything you do, all your work and ventures." Hallelujah.
Wow. See, the way we handle spontaneous giving will determine God's blessings in everything we do. That's not something we made up. We just read it to you out of the scripture.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to talk a little more tomorrow, honey, I think, on spontaneous giving as well.
Sounds like a great way to start the week.
Yes, it does. Hallelujah. And by the way, speaking of that, happy 1 week after our 47th wedding anniversary.
Well, thank you, darling.
You've been blessed by the teaching. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.